Greetings, my friend. This is the brain of TV's Pinky in the Brain. And you are listening to the Nerdcast. But what you're really listening to are subliminal messages saying, I will obey brain. I will obey brain. I will obey brain. I will obey brain. Yes!
Welcome to the Nerdcast, episode 145, with Adam, Tyler, and myself, Iggy. We have a geek-filled week, a few weeks, actually, to talk to you about, as it's been a couple weeks since we recorded. So how you guys doing?
Good, man. I'm finally recovering from eating all of the Thanksgiving food.
I didn't eat all of the food. I ate most of it, but I'm fine otherwise.
Yeah, so happy Thanksgiving post, I guess. Obviously, we didn't record last week because of holiday festivities. I was traveling. I got two Thanksgivings, actually. Went down and visited family, so I got one with Dad and one with Mom. So, double the turkey, double the stuffing, double the fun. It was awesome. But I think it wasn't last year. We didn't record around Thanksgiving time, but 2 years ago, we recorded around Thanksgiving time, and we talked about what is the oddest, like most bizarre thing you have at your family's Thanksgiving. So, Adam, you shared a picture with us because you guys prepared a lot of food. And knowing that your wife is vegan, I want to know what was the craziest dish you guys had this year?
I mean, nothing really crazy. You know, we eat, you know, just because we're vegan doesn't mean we eat weird stuff. We ate all the same things that you guys eat. We had a fake turkey. That was probably the weirdest thing, but it's not that weird. It's pretty good.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. A fake turkey.
Yeah. And then we had, macaroni and cheese, or not macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, stuffing, vegan rolls, all that kind of good. So it was all good stuff.
So I've never had Thanksgiving dinner with my dad and stepmom ever since he got remarried. We never did dinner with them. And so this was my first year to do it. And they served steam rice in place of mashed potatoes. So it's one thing to have steamed rice, but they had it in place of mashed potatoes. So I was kind of weirded out by that. I didn't know how I feel.
I feel personally affronted is how I feel. And I wasn't even there. I mean, and you can't serve anything in place of mashed potatoes.
Like right.
There's not a substance that goes in place of mashed potatoes.
We did
maybe,
not.
Maybe whiskey.
And it was basically because we didn't do like traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Like we didn't do it at like one of my grandparents' house or something. We did.
Both of you damn heathens not have mashed.
Listen,
what the hell is
listen. Okay. So first of all, like we didn't have normal Thanksgiving because like I haven't had a real Thanksgiving in a long time because I've worked in retail, but we went at my uncle's house. So it wasn't like the full family on my mom's side. And my uncle is exceptionally good at making one very specific dish. So we did not have turkey, nor did we have mashed potatoes. We had prime rib and twice baked baby red potatoes. So there's like mashed potato inside of each mashed potato, but like it was close, but.
So you had potato.
There was au jus instead of gravy. I mean, we didn't have what we usually have. There were green beans though. So I don't know. It was not a traditional, it wasn't our traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm gonna give you a pass.
And for the record, I mentioned I had two Thanksgivings, so I did peel myself 15 pounds of potatoes for our second Thanksgiving. So we more than made up for it on Friday.
I got you. I did 16 pounds.
No, 16 pounds. Oh, I see how it is.
I'm just saying. I literally bought 2 8-pound bags of potatoes. So
it was. Now, I shared the video. I don't even remember off the top of my head what his name is. He's got some funny YouTube videos, but I shared it to Laura's timeline and tagged you. Did you watch it?
No, my parents were in town all weekend. I didn't spend any time on the internet. Not a single minute on the internet. Well, that's not true. It's a little time on the internet, but nothing watching videos.
All right. So Awaken with JP. He has the occasional video, especially the how-to, and they're pretty funny. I think one of my previous favorite ones was how to enjoy the solar eclipse. So he did like a full kind of rejuvenation beforehand and taught you how to really enjoy it like a hippie. So this time he made a raw vegan holiday special. So a turkey made out of tofu, with a like a carrot for a neck and tomato for a face, and then he put it in the backyard and went and hunted it so he could get the true experience. So it was pretty funny. And when it was shared with me, I was like, that's why I had to ask what you guys had, because it just made me think of Laura. So I was like, all right, Laura, here's your substitute turkey. But
yeah,
you guys didn't hunt it.
It was, you know, probably not surprising, but it was a little tough to find in Arkansas. So, I mean, I kind of hunted it, but, you know, inside the grocery store.
It's true. It'd be a tough find in the South. But so that was Thanksgiving. Of course, as always, we welcome your feedback. Like I said, we mentioned it a couple years ago, asked for what was some odd things you consume. Not crazy odd things, but definitely different this year from the crew here. So we're always interested to hear what you had for Thanksgiving as well. And if you didn't have Thanksgiving, I know Tyler had, I wouldn't say an enjoyable Black Friday, but I know he was busy Black Friday. I don't know. Did you guys pick up on any of the sales, grab any good items this year?
I did not do any shopping either Black Friday or Cyber Monday. I'm a little bit disappointed, but there was a few things I thought about getting. I almost bought a new monitor. Thought about buying some speakers. I opted against all of those things. Saved my money.
So Black Friday, I mentioned my folks were in town. They actually came up. I don't think they came up to see me and the wife. My dad's a Mizzou alumni, and Mizzou and Arkansas, both being in the SEC now, are trying to turn that into some sort of rivalry because they share a border. And so they played on Friday after Thanksgiving. And I guess they're going to play every year on the either on Friday or Saturday after Thanksgiving. So my folks were in town. They have tickets to go to that game. So we all went up and watched the football game. So we drove for 2.5 hours, watched football game. Really exciting game. It was 48-45. There was over 1,150 yards of total offense. So it was terribly exciting. Not a lot of defense being played, though. And then we drove back down, and I got an early Christmas present. My parents bought me a couch. That's always exciting. So it wasn't on Black Friday sale or anything. I guess they don't put couches on Black Friday sales or what the couch was. So, but I shopped a little bit, I guess.
You got a couch. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. I did my typical fashion of scope the ads out for the movies I haven't picked up this year, put them in my Amazon cart, woke up Thursday morning. What Amazon had price matched, I bought. What they hadn't, I didn't get. So finally was able to grab some of those elusive superhero titles I've been missing. So grabbed Wonder Woman, Spider-Man Homecoming, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And I still haven't watched it yet. I'm waiting for my son to come over, but War of Planet of the Apes, I was able to grab that one too. So I have not seen that one. I've seen all the superhero ones, obviously, in theater, but I'm interested to see the new Planet of the Apes film.
It was really good.
Yeah, I've heard great things.
That's a good pickup.
And if I didn't have the first two, of course, and it might still be because Amazon's doing Cyber Monday week deals or whatever. The trilogy might still be like 17 or 18 bucks on Blu-ray right now on Amazon. That's what it was. I had the first two, so I just went ahead and paid, I think it was $7.99 for the third one. But yeah, if you don't have any of them, 18 bucks, do us a favor, go over to projectnerd.com, click on the Amazon link, helps us out too, but you get it for the same price. And check that out if you're looking for it. But yeah, I'm really eager to see it. So we'll be watching it this week for sure. And of course, Lego Batman, which Evie was super excited for. So we already did watch that one. But besides that, I grabbed a few movies. I went holiday shopping for the kids, bought all their stuff on Sunday, but I was not about to venture out on Friday or even Saturday for that. But
well, so many places open up on Thanksgiving anymore. That, you know, my goal is to not shop at any of them. But I mean, that basically means you don't shop anywhere. Like if you don't go somewhere that's open on Thanksgiving anymore, you're not going to Best Buy, you're not going to Walmart, Target, any of the big stores for sure. So I guess I didn't shop at all this weekend for any of that kind of stuff because I don't want to reward that behavior.
Maybe and I know it's
sound like old bogey-ish.
No, it makes sense. It totally makes sense. We flew down to Texas, so we didn't have a vehicle. So the transition to get from dad's family to mom's family involved a drive on Thursday night. And now my mom lives like out in the middle of nowhere. So it's a far drive. So I meet halfway and So we stopped at a restaurant to meet halfway. And like the whole time my mom's apologizing up and down to the waitress for us like being there. And it's like, they're going to be here either way. We might as well be tipping them, I guess, at this point. But agreed, we don't typically do it. And that's why I usually just price match Amazon, because I'm not going to venture out. But it brings up a good point. In years past, I've gone out to Walmart like at 9 or 10 a.m. on Friday, because then it's dead and there's still tons of movies there. So that's actually how I got Guardians of the Galaxy 2, is my stepdad went to Walmart to grab some groceries. And I was like, hey, while you're there, Amazon didn't happen to price match this. So he was able to pick it up. So good find. But obviously a lot of sales going on. Cyber Monday was the biggest U.S. online shopping day in the history of online shopping, basically. So the United States collectively spent more money on this year's Cyber Monday sales on a single day than they have on any other day in internet shopping history. So was a huge day, even though we didn't participate.
That's good. I mean, I guess that's good. I don't know. I'm all right with it. That's interesting though. I wonder if Amazon's, you know, I'm sure they farmed 87 terabytes worth of data about what people were looking for and that kind of stuff. So when they get their Amazon Prime Days coming up, I guess that'll be next year. They'll know, like, they got a number to aim for now. So
definitely it's, but a couple of record days. Cause what was it? Singles Day, November 11th. Is it, I can't even think of the big Chinese version of Amazon, basically. I don't remember what the brand of that is, but they had their biggest selling day in the history of their company.
Alibaba.
Yes. Thank you. That one right there. But so it's been a big November, I guess, for online shopping, it seems like. But it seems like, I know, and there's always going to be that argument of like save, you know, shop local, which I think is important as well. But save the brick and mortar, all that kind of stuff. But online shopping is really, more and more people are doing it, and it's showing, I guess, numbers wise. So, but of course, number of sales still going on. If you do shop on Amazon, like we said, we do have links over on our website. You can check it out all week. This will be the end of the week by the time this airs, which, speaking of the end of the week, unfortunately we're recording on Tuesday, airing on Friday, and I believe Wednesday we get the Avengers Infinity War trailer. And then there's one more trailer. I was trying to dig for it right before we started recording. I saw earlier today one more trailer that's supposed to debut this week. So a couple big trailer debuts. And we won't be able to talk about it in detail.
Yeah, that's annoying. I was thinking of that other one too, and it just literally just flew out of my head. Like, oh yeah, you're gonna talk about something? Sound intelligent? Yeah, no, I don't think so. Not today, buddy. God, what was that? Frustrating. I mean, the Avengers, it's going to be good, right? I mean, I guess the biggest hullabaloo around it right now is that is this the one that's a finale? Where they're saying, you know, you're going to get an actual finale?
I think it's the two together.
Yeah. Part two, right. Yeah. I mean,
they're saying this is the first time in a Marvel cinematic movie that by Avengers 4, we get a wrap. We get a complete story wrap. Everything's tied up. And then, which is odd, they're now saying, I think just now in some of the interviews, they're talking about up to 20 additional Marvel movies already planned for future phases. But we don't have a lot of information about it. Like, Marvel's usually mapping it out for us years in ahead, and we don't really know what's going on with those 20 movies. So I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they're going to, you know, what that looks like. How do you get a finale and then, oh, by the way, here's 20 more movies. I mean, do they go, sorry, Netflix, we're taking the Defenders and we're going to make movies out of all those that exist after the Avengers world is over?
Well, they're already talking about when Disney starts their own streaming, that the Defenders are going to be pulled over that way. But I think the biggest things with this of why it's wrapping up is Chris Evans is big on transitioning to directing and doing some more independent type stuff. Robert Downey Jr. has made it clear he's done with the Iron Man role. And you've got a few others that are probably in that same boat too. You got a lot of characters that are looking in a way you're going to have to retire, I guess would be to put it, or send them off with a big bang, I guess. But I think there's going to have to be a big transition because a number of actors, they just can't, I mean, it's asking a lot for them to carry on for another decade as these same heroes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of them still are in there for a little bit longer, but I would not be surprised if we don't see Evans or Downey Jr. again. I don't know. Like, what about, like, I'm wondering about some of the, like, the smaller side ones. Like, are we going to continue to see, like, which direction are they going to go with Captain America? Like, in the comic books, it went to Bucky for a little while. Like, is Sebastian Stan in for a little bit longer? Falcon, Sam Wilson did it for a while, so are they going to go Anthony Mackie route? Like, is, like, Samuel Jackson going to stick around? Like, I mean, he's been in more than anyone else. Like, is how long can he continue to show up and be Sam and be Nick Fury?
Well, he's in 30 movies a year anyway, so you might as well. It's no big deal to him.
Keep him down. does Scarlett Johansson continue to stick around if she's never going to, you know, if they're never going to make a Black Widow movie or an all-female movie? Like, I don't know. I feel like, I'm assuming Hawkeye is probably done. I don't know. I'm curious to see who makes it past Infinity War.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the all-female thing, you know, that opens up, you know, Riri Williams, the female Thor. Like, you know, there's in the comic books, you've got some interesting female characters that they could move into some of these roles. So it'd be interesting to see if that's a direction they're going to try to go. I mean, I think I'd love to see Downey Jr. pop up occasionally as just Tony Stark in a Riri Williams movie for Iron Man. I'd be okay with that a lot.
It'd be interesting. I mean, he kind of had that with the Spider-Man movie where you got just a little bit of him. Could see that of him transitioning out. I think it'd be interesting. I mean, James Gunn has made it completely obvious he would be interested in doing an original Guardians of the Galaxy team when they kind of did some of those teasers with Stallone and Ving Rhames and all them as the originals. Cash, I mean, there's so much you could go with that too on that expanded universe. There's the matter of if the Fox deal does go through in the next couple of years, then you have access to, you know, Fantastic Four and the X-Men movie franchise as well. So you have a lot of possibilities, I guess is the way to put it. It's just a matter of what. And then talk about, a big thing you pointed out, the Defenders, it was so well received on Netflix, even the recent Punisher series, which we do need to talk about. And it was just very well received. Maybe they get a big action movie or something. I don't know. It wouldn't hurt. Or even tie them into some of the bigger movies where there's, you know, the larger cast. I don't know. You kind of mentioned, you know, some transitioning characters. Is there any characters we haven't seen on the screen yet that you guys would like to see movies of?
That's kind of a big question.
I was going to say, I know that's a loaded question, but I don't know.
I would like to see a really good, and I mean, this won't fit unless the Fox deal goes through, but I would love a really good Storm movie, like standalone part. You know, he obviously would tie in other X-Men, but I mean, she was always my favorite. So I would love to see that.
That's one thing that would be amazing about if the Fox Disney thing goes through, because then you get Storm with the Black Panther together. That would be awesome. Throw her off in their own movie and then bring them together.
Yeah, a lot of the characters I'd like to see a good version of them done aren't owned by Marvel currently, you know? So, like, I mean, I'm still waiting for a good version of the Fantastic Four. That'd be nice. A good version of Ben Grimm would be cool. Same thing with some of this X-Men. Like, we're finally going to get a Cable, but I'm curious to see, you know, like, with the Deadpool and some of the X-Force characters. I mean, so many of the characters I'd like to see done have already been done, and they just weren't done super well. Like, I would have liked to see a better version of Apocalypse than what they did, you know, what Fox did. I don't know who else is out there. There's a lot of villains that would be cool. There's a lot of characters in, you know, I'd like to see Taskmaster would be cool. But I think he has to be, like, he'd probably have to be in a Deadpool thing. I don't know.
We're talking about Marvel's Knights and Deathlok. Defenders universe.
Deathlok would be cool.
Moon Knight would be nice. Interesting.
I don't know.
Hard R.
Yeah, that had to be a Netflix thing. And that makes sense with the Defenders. I mean, we're getting a Captain Marvel, so that'll be cool. A Nova, maybe, like a Nova Corps or a Nova movie. Like, we got the Nova Corps, but not Nova.
Yeah, Booster Gold, all those folks.
Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
The Guardians, the one thing Guardians of the Galaxy has done fantastically as has hinted or teased with so many characters. I mean, Adam Warlock at the end there, you mentioned the Nova Corps. So having Nova, even a Howard the Duck, you know, revival would be interesting. But you have so many characters in that expanded universe, and Guardians of the Galaxy has, I think, done the best of kind of teasing with some of those.
She-Hulk.
Well, I think that's where it's probably going to have to go, right? Because they'll be the least impacted by anything that's really damaging or ending for the Avengers, because Guardians does so much outside of Earth. You know, they never make it back here, it seems like. So,
but if you go back to the 90s, you know, like comics height, like the Avengers was 50, 60 people deep. Like, you had tons of characters to pick from. So you can cycle, you could keep using that Avengers name and just cycle characters through easily. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I don't know, maybe after we get Infinity War rolling, you know, obviously Comic-Con in San Diego is a huge place where Marvel's talked about the future of their movie universe before. So maybe this next year we'll see some more into the, I guess, what would it be at, like phase 3 or phase 4, wherever we're at now at this point. I feel like phase 2 is lasting forever. Phase 1 was pretty quick, and I don't know.
Are we technically in phase 3?
I don't know. That's why I was wondering.
I don't know if we are or not. I think we might be.
I thought Civil War kicked it off.
I think Civil War might have been the beginning of phase 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of enemies that would be fun. Like, we've done Hydra, sorta, kind of. And we got Arnim Zola, but like MODOK and AIM, that would be kind of cool. Or
does that mean we can get more Gary Shandling? That's
And the thing is, I'm like thinking about all these characters, and I realize how many of them have been done, but they were like little small. You know, we had technically a Baron Strucker. We had a Baron Zemo, but they're just like small little roles. We had a Batroc the Leaper. You know, we had so many of these characters kind of pop up here and there. And then there's always like the funny joke ones. Like, I'd like to see how Marvel would do like a Squirrel Girl or a Doorman. Like go out and make, like, you think that it was impressive that they were successful with Guardians of the Galaxy with characters that no one heard of. I need them to go make like a Great Lakes Avengers movie with like Big Bertha and Squirrel Girl and Doorman and stuff like that. And if you can make a Great Lakes Avengers movie, then I think you can do anything. I would watch that movie.
So
I'm just trying to think, because Great Lakes Avengers always had some of the weirdest Grasshopper and Mr. Immortal and Monkey Joe and Squirrel. I mean, I would watch that. That would be fun.
So to move us along, because we could probably stay on this forever. Obviously, like I said, the whole point of this is the new Avengers trailer drops this week, so we'll all be watching. It's, I think, just the teaser trailer, so we probably won't even see what was fully revealed at San Diego, except for those that got to sneak it online for the couple days that it snuck out there. But it's disappeared. They've done a great job of holding that down. So at least a teaser trailer this week. I would assume a full trailer by Star Wars time. I would assume that's where it's holding for, but it's around the corner. We're going to get some Avengers love. And in the meantime, just keep watching that Black Panther trailer. That's all you really need in your life anyways. It's so good. So with that, the Punisher, I don't think we've talked about the Punisher yet. Have we? Cause it's been a couple weeks since we recorded, and it was just the weekend before that the Punisher dropped on Netflix. I think we all get through it. Did everybody get through it? Tyler, I don't know. Everybody's through it.
I don't know what to tell you. I had family in town. What do you want from me, Ed? It ready
the family in town this past week. The Punisher's been out for like 2.5-3 weeks now.
No.
Yeah.
2 weekends, yeah. Maybe.
Two and a half weeks at least.
Well, I didn't.
By time this airs, 3 weeks. Yes, 3 weeks it would have been out.
Wait, I'm already in trouble for the future. Like, you don't, you can't say 3 weeks. I might have watched it.
Are you going to finish in the next 2 or 3 days? Exactly. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I don't know.
What is it? Tuesday?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like almost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, see? Ha, Iggy.
Gosh. It came out the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving, right.
Okay. 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 All right, I'll let it slide then.
It was also really long. I didn't realize, like, when I started, like, it's 13. It's really long. It was almost, I feel like it was.
Aren't they all 13 episodes, though? Hasn't every one of the Marvel's ones?
Defenders wasn't. Defenders was only, like, six.
Well, Defenders was short, but the other individual ones, I feel like, were 13 episodes.
Maybe they were. Maybe they were all
I definitely feel like I didn't get enough Jessica Jones. So that
that's Jessica, more of that.
I don't know. Jessica Jones had some filler in it too, but I would say that one was probably the closest to being right in length. But I would almost, outside of Defenders, I would almost posit that every single one of the Marvel Netflix ones for like the story that they were telling were too many episodes. And I know that they're written to be like to be binged, so like everything you can make single episodes flow super slowly, but. Even when you're binging them, sometimes it's like, and literally nothing happened that entire episode.
There was a couple of those in the Punisher. There was a couple of those in the middle.
Even Defenders had like at least one episode where it's like this episode served no purpose other than so that we could have six instead of five.
Gotta get those numbers in. Gotta get those extra hours.
Unless too long and more bad. Like I would say both Daredevil season two and Luke Cage, while I enjoyed both of them really good, there was six really good episodes and six not so good episodes. Like they both had like one half was like, oh, that was awesome. And the second half was like, man, that was okay.
Yeah. Both. I know Daredevil, Luke Cage, both kind of lost me in the middle there for a little bit. Like I stepped away from it and then had to come back to it because, like you're talking about,
well, everything
We won't even get into Iron Fist because that one was just
Everything post Punisher in Daredevil season two was not as good as everything, you know, when Punisher was still on it. And I would say everything in Luke Cage was worse after Black Mariah killed. Whatever his name is.
Spoilers. But obviously with the Punisher thing, because that's why we have a Punisher series. That's why interesting. And I think what Tyler's getting at, which I would probably agree with, is like first few episodes way up here, like crazy action and violence and what the hell is going on. And then you get a lot of story that could have probably been condensed in the middle. And then the last few episodes, you're like, holy shit, this is like, I can't believe what I'm watching right now. The violence is violent. The violence is violent, my friends. That's all I can say about the end of that series. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I saw a lot of people posting too slow for them, not interesting. It did do a lot more drama than action, which I was kind of surprised about. But I enjoyed the series as a whole, I would say.
It was okay. It had good points and bad points. I enjoyed it. Like I thought it was good. There was parts of it that were kind of overwrought a little bit, but it was fun. I was a little upset. I mean, I knew who he was just because who they named him. Like I know who Jigsaw is, but like the way they set up his best friend early on was like real on the nose. And it was kind of upsetting, like how much they made it a point to show like how good of friends they were. I was like, you're trying a little too hard here.
But they also did a great job of making him super likable. Like he was super.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's the thing. They tried so hard. Like, I don't know if they were trying to like trick people, like, but like they, like it, you could tell how hard they were making to make him seem like such a good dude and such a good friend. Like there's all these scenes where he has an option to be like, oh, maybe he's not as good as we think he is. And he totally does the right thing. And they're telegraphing the wrong thing. Just to like, I don't know if it was like reverse misdirection or whatever, but like you could, it was almost like they almost, you could tell like they almost purposely put him into situations where even a normal person would be compromised for him to do the right thing just so that like an episode later where they're like, oh yeah, by the way, he's totally a bad guy. this whole time. So
reverse misdirection. I like it. Reverse misdirection. That is the new term for it. So, Adam, where are you at? Where are you at in it? How far did you make it? Did we spoil stuff for you just now?
Oh, hey, I haven't even started it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
I want to say that it's
not and a, you guys are really selling it too. Let me.
Well, here's the thing. There's a thing. Like it's like, I don't want to, you know, maybe you haven't read any Punisher comics. Like, I don't want to say it's a spoiler, but there's
I'm going to say he hasn't. I'm going to go out on
a very
small limb here.
When it's
very
all
tiny limb.
When it's all said and done, there's a character in it who's like one of his old war buddies who has a name that you learn in literally the first episode. And it's basically like if you were watching, like a Fantastic Four television series for the first time, and in the very first episode, they're like, here's Reed Richards, and here's his very best friend in the world, Victor Von Doom, who's his bestest friend forever. Like, so there's a character who's his like best friend forever war buddy, who may or may not share a name with like the most iconic Punisher villain in Punisher comics ever. But then they try really hard to be like, no, he's totally not a bad guy for like five episodes. And then after that, they're like, oh, fuck it. Yeah, he's a bad guy. We're sorry. We lied. It would be if they hadn't given him the same name. But like, I'm not kidding. Like, his name is like Jigsaw is one of like the most iconic like Punisher villains ever. He's one of the few people that who continues to stay a Punisher villain. Like his claim to fame in the comic books is like, that's the one fucking guy that Frank Castle's never managed to kill, because Punisher doesn't have any recurring villains because he fucking kills everyone. But Jigsaw's managed to come out of it. He's been almost killed by Frank Castle many, many times.
This is all true story, by the way, especially the series part. It's pretty blatantly obvious, but it's good. I liked it. So Adam, I know it seems like we're not selling you well, but I really enjoyed it. There is a lot of drama and slower moving pace through the middle. It could have definitely been cut down 3-4 episodes in the middle, as well as I feel like you could have ended it right where ended it after episode 12. I feel like the whole episode 13 is not even necessary. So if you watch it, you get through 12, you're happy. Just don't even bother with 13. Just go on. But overall, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And that actually is a great segue into our another, it was good, but maybe not great. We haven't had a chance to talk Justice League yet. So Justice League, DC's biggest moneymaker ever at the box office. Is that exaggerating a little bit? You're muted. You're muted. You're still muted. You're still muted, dude.
I know. There's two buttons here that are right next to each other. One's the mute, and one's like changes the view, and it messed everything up. It might not catch any of the other DC movies. Like, it might not make more money than like Suicide Squad.
So the biggest news around it, and we'll talk about our thoughts on it. Tyler had some interesting things to say before we started recording, which, again, just like his Punisher comments, we're not wrong. And the most interesting thing at this point is, obviously, as we all know, we talked about it on our podcast. All the geek sites have covered it. Zack Snyder departed from it to handle some personal family business. You have Joss Whedon step in, puts his touch on a few things. So there's definitely a different tone in this movie than most of the other, especially all the other Zack Snyder ones. And I think it helps as the movie, but some people didn't like it. And the big Zack Snyder fans, as this does not do success, it's successful, but it's not like comic book movie successful opening weekend. The Zack Snyder fans are questioning it. And so his child, I believe it was his child, posts something on social media about how it's all the forced Joss Whedon stuff and the studio made him cut all this extra. And Zack Snyder then supposedly likes the post, social media drama, and just brings out all the Zack Snyder fans to say, we want the Zack Snyder cut of the film, which probably doesn't even exist because it wasn't done even when he stepped away. So we want the Zack Snyder cut. It's Whedon who came in and all this forced humor that ruined it and all this stuff. And it's because of the numbers. But if you watch the movie, obviously Wonder Woman in a league of its own at this point with the DC Extended Universe. But compared to the other stuff we've seen recently, Justice League was better. It was better.
But it's not good. Like, that's the problem. Is it?
But it's better than anything Snyder.
Here's the thing. Oh, it is. I'm just saying, like, I didn't know any of this other social media drama shit, but I can almost guarantee, like, we were talking about it before we started. Like, it's not good, but I didn't walk out of it, like, actively angry at the movie for how oppressively bad it was. And I did that after Batman vs. Superman and after Suicide Squad. I wasn't, like, really angry at Man of Steel, but I was a little annoyed with Man of Steel. Like, I was pissed after I walked out of Batman vs. Superman and Suicide. Not because of, like, anything other than, like, it's upsetting how bad of a movie it is. And I understand, like, there's obviously a vision there. Like, Zack Snyder obviously has a thing that he's trying to do, but he's made it clear he could give a shit less, like, who these characters are and what they stand for. Like, I'm done with deconstructing this and doing that and giving whatever. I don't want to get into that, but this movie's not good, but it's not, but it's like, at least it's competently constructed. Like, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. There's some character development. There's some plot, which is more than I can say for Batman vs. Superman or Suicide Squad. Like, it's not oppressively bad. It's not bad out of, like, it's not bad in a way that's like, why would anyone let someone do this? It's just bad at, like, the mediocre, like, it's not a great movie bad. So,
yeah, well, I
feel like the Zack Snyder version would have been, I would have walked out angry at it. I feel like it probably would have been oppressively bad.
Well, they got the whole assembling a squad to do a job thing, right? Which Suicide Squad somehow missed. Like, they assembled a squad to fight supernatural evil, and then the first supernatural evil they found, they sent in the regular army guys to tackle it, which was confusing to me. But this movie didn't do that. They're, you know, we've got this bad guy. We're going to assemble this team of superheroes to fight the bad guy. And that's what they do. You know, I mean, it's Justice League. They piece them together and then they go and they fight the bad guy. So, you know, they got that.
To be fair, they assembled a team of superheroes to then wake up the one superhero.
Spoilers.
That's literally does everything that all of them do, only better.
Well, there's the meme going around, right. Justice League, yeah. At 100% power.
Justice and it's League got all of 99.9%.
It's just Superman. So, building on what Tyler was saying, Batman vs. Superman was the first movie I walked out of theaters where I was like, I debated going back to the ticket counter to ask for my money back. And I don't do that at movies because I'm consciously making a choice to go see a movie that could be good or bad. So if the movie doesn't mess up, I don't have the right to ask for my money back. I felt like I did at that time after that one. And it was so bad that I didn't see Suicide Squad in theaters. I waited. I didn't even rent anything. I waited till HBO Go had it and still waited 2 or 3 weeks after HBO Go had it, after talking to you guys as well as a few others about, should I take 2 hours of my life to do this? I've also never seen the extended or director's, whatever Zack Snyder's final cut of Batman vs. Superman is, even though it's supposed to help, but I was still so angry at it the first time. I was still angry that they're still charging $3.99 for the Blu-ray on Black Friday, because $4 is still too much for that movie. I wouldn't even take it if they gave me a $4 Amazon credit, I think. So it's one of those things that I'm just saying what Tyler said exactly. But Justice League, I wasn't even that I walked out and was like, it was, I walked out with thought there was some fun moments to it. If, you know, if I could possibly see myself buying this for $3.99 next Black Friday. And it was enjoyable. And I felt like it set up some of the smaller characters for their movies pretty well. I was really impressed with Ezra Miller as the Flash, which was super worried about going in because the trailers did not do him any justice, and he just did not seem like a fit for that character. And then you didn't really know anything about Cyborg. Nobody knows anything really about in the first place. And then in the trailers, they don't even, oh, here's one scene of him throwing Aquaman.
I went and saw a movie starring Cyborg, and I still really couldn't tell you anything about him.
So, but that's the point. Like, so you don't get a lot, but you get enough of him to be okay. And then,
I know that he is a cyborg and that he used to play football.
I guess he does his thing.
And his dad is a scientist, like, at Star Labs.
Cyborg. He's not like really, you know, like it's alien tech. It's not.
Yeah, I know. I still don't know anything about him.
I'm going to put this out there. Anytime the comic books have a standalone Justice League story where Cyborg is all of a sudden on the team, I'm a little bit disappointed because I really don't feel like Cyborg should be playing in the big leagues still. Like, I feel like this guy's a double A ball player. That's, to be honest, I just don't think he belongs on the Justice League. I just don't think he's with DC's greatest superheroes. It's going to be deadly honest about it.
We got to get that Teen Titans crowd though, baby.
Well, it's funny. You guys are talking about the memes otherwise, and the one meme of the 99.9% 100%, there's the one with like the original Teen Titans. It was Zack Snyder's Justice League, and then is the new Teen Titans go, and it's Josh Whedon's Justice League. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. That's pretty funny.
But I think after seeing it, we all, like, I'm an hour behind you guys, so I was still, like, towards the end of the movie when my phone just starts rattling like crazy in my pocket from you two, because you guys were ready to talk about it, because we all went and saw it Thursday night. And I think the first thing that all of us just put the biggest complaint was, is how does a movie with this much star power, this much directing power, this big of a budget, housing DC's biggest characters ever, how is the CGI this bad? How is it this bad? I felt like Cyborg should have never taken the sweatsuit off, because when they show him in his Cyborg, whatever it is, it looks like just a head floating on some shitty ass 80s animation. Like, it's terrible.
And that's not the most egregious. Like, his is bad just because you have to see so much of it. No one who's not a Marvel fan ever again gets to be like, well, Marvel's biggest problem is how bad their villains are, because... I mean, Steppenwolf's boring and inconsequential and not explained at all at any point, but he looks like a teenager drew a villain, you know, and then they just animated that exactly that and didn't like feel it's really bad.
It's like one of those apps you download where you draw it with like your figure and then it comes to life when you take the photos.
It's really bad. And then any of the big action sequences obviously weren't great. And like, I understand that removing something is harder than adding something in CGI. And I realized they had to reshoot a lot of scenes, but if you want to know a scene that was definitely shot by Whedon, you can tell, because Henry Cavill looks like he either has had some really terrible plastic surgery or his upper lip was stung by a bee and he's deathly allergic, because Uncanny Valley Clark Kent was creepy.
Well, I think, you know, the Steppenwolf thing, obviously the CGI is very bad, but the character also didn't make any sense to me. So I guess spoilers, we already said spoilers, but more spoilers. If you're still listening, I guess you don't care. So he invades Earth to get these boxes. It takes everybody to defeat him. All of Earth bands together, defeats him. He leaves. We keep the boxes. We hide them on Earth, but we keep them for the most part. And he has probably a pretty good idea of at least where a couple of them might be, you would think, because of who beat him. And he just never comes back. Right. So, I mean, like, he's got spaceships. He's got an army. He waits until.
He doesn't even need spaceships. He comes down in a boom tube. He's just there.
Right. But I mean, but coming back, right. So who's operating those tubes? Like, that was really curious to me, because it's not him. It doesn't seem like, because at the end where he gets sucked out of there, somebody else is in charge of those. So who's operating those? But that part doesn't bother me. Like, he waits until we have a collection of people specifically designed to stop him to return. He could have been here in 1852. There's no Superman. Wonder Woman's still on her island where she can't leave and doesn't really know what's going on. Who knows what Aquaman and the Atlanteans are doing. We only ever see him and Mira though. So I guess he could beat two of them apparently fairly easily. You know what, why come back now? I know the boxes called him, but if he really, really wanted these things, which it seems like he did, why hasn't he tried before?
Yeah, it's not like we took them from him and hid them. Like, he knew where he left them.
Right, they were on Earth, right? We exactly. It was, I left going, like, I mean, I get it. They called him. I don't know why that started happening, because Superman died, I guess they called him.
Oh, because Star Labs woke up that one that they found.
Oh yeah, okay. So I mean,
to make Cyborg and shit like
so,
that.
But so first
it
doesn't of all,
that it's still stupid. Like the whole
right, story. Yeah, it doesn't.
He attacked Earth to destroy it and failed. And now he's back to destroy it again because the Kryptonian. I don't know. It's not good.
First of all, there's one mention. I think even hardly briefly a mention of his ties to Darkseid and the whole apocalypse and everything else, which is
He makes like one reference to the new
guy. You're going to have Steppenwolf. Yeah, if you're going to have Steppenwolf, please talk about this greater thing that's around him that would lead to some of his motivation.
Does he say Darkseid?
Or he might say the new gods or something.
He does make a reference to the new gods or to becoming a new god. And I think he might say Apocalypse, but I'm not sure.
Maybe he says going back to Apocalypse or something.
I think
like
someone
that.
Says Darkseid, but I can't remember.
So you have point is you have this whole greater thing that's behind him that could also set up for your next villain, your Thanos level villain, and you do nothing with that. But the greatest question here is, you fight him off the first time with help from the Green Lantern Corps, who does not live on Earth, who has the Guardians, who has an army of like space cops, and you keep all three boxes on Earth. You keep all three of them on Earth. You don't say, hey, why don't you guys take one halfway across the universe and protect it, you know, with you guys. But no, we're going to leave one with the humans, because the humans in every universe, in every history of everything,
To be fair, that one lantern died, so maybe there weren't any lanterns alive left after the fight.
The ring had to go to somebody.
Yeah, but it didn't necessarily have to go to Earth. It could fly wherever it wants, go to another planet somewhere.
He's still got his whole sector to guard. He's still got his whole sector to guard over. So,
They made it clear that there's no lantern there around Earth or whatever. I don't know. If we're going to pick a plot points in this movie, we can go on for.
We can. We can definitely. And we're running low on time. So
there's a lot of stuff I feel like we could talk about. I will say that after sporting pretty much the exact same armor and fashion and clothing for the better part of a couple millennia, I was impressed at how quickly Themyscira sexed it up after Snyder took charge, because that took all of like we went from it took about what 40 50 60 years to go after two millennia of we dress like this and no now we dress like this,
which was a big complaint before the movie even dropped because some of those photos leaked.
And here's the thing, I'm not gonna lie, I just like everyone else, I enjoy excuses to look at and watch Gal Gadot do things, but There was a lot of things they did with Scarlett Johansson a lot when she was Black Widow, but there's a lot of like, hey, let's go put her in this and then just like follow her around with a camera for extreme.
From low and behind,
just like walk her in, like let's put her in these jeans and this top and then just follow her around with the camera for an extra 3 minutes. That's not necessary because that's what we got.
There definitely was some of that. Some things that touch on there. But some of the good things that we talked a little bit about, Ezra Miller's Flash was really good, well-timed comic relief at points. There was a few moments where I think, you know, the theater was rumbling with laughter because he just popped in a joke right at the right moment. And I don't feel like he did anything special, but getting a view of Jason Momoa's Aquaman was pretty awesome. And then you brought it up briefly, but Amber Heard is Mera. Whew, let's get more of that. Let's just get more of those two in a movie together. They can basically be was it Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man so we could just have just moments of them too. But I think you set up those two film franchises. I agree, Cyborg's difficult, but you set up those two ones for possible success.
I like Jason Momoa, and I thought he looked cool, and the character seemed cool, but his appearance and he was very boring. Like there was literally nothing for him to do. Like, hey, I need you to come help me. Oh, cool, you're here now. And then he gets to hold back the water once and then throw his spear a few times, and that was pretty much it. Flash, I think, was probably the bright spot of the whole thing. Like, I think...
You touched on it before. Like, they all had their thing that they could do, and his, I guess, was just being strong. Like you said, he didn't really do any of...
He got to hold the water back that one time. They were under the water, and then he stopped the water for a second.
Right, like for like half a second, like he wasn't even like super successful at that. He just kind of like gave them enough time to get the crawly bat thing out of like the crawly bat spider out of the hole that it was in, so it wouldn't get washed down the drain like the itsy bitsy spider. So I mean, you know, but that's the only like Aquaman thing he did other than being strong. But you know, like so, him and Wonder Woman are strong. Superman was stronger. Ezra Miller was the guy who saves people, and Superman saves more people at the same speed. Cyborg was the guy who could take apart the box because he knows about stuff, but he could only kind of take it apart. Superman could take it apart because he was stronger. Like, all of the things that everybody was supposed to do, like, Superman's better at that than them. Batman could put the team together, but Superman put the team together better. Like,
I'll give the Flash a pass because he's new and still figuring things out. So I don't expect him to be on Superman's level. They definitely gave Wonder Woman short shrift. Like, she should be able to hang with him, like, blow for blow. Aquaman, depending on who's riding him, like, he's all over the map with can he hang with those guys or not. They've somehow managed to make Batman even stupider in this movie than he was in Batman v Superman. Like, you're the world's greatest detective and you still, like, haven't the slightest fucking clue what's going on. And I think that's one thing we haven't touched on at all. It's like, I really believe that Ben Affleck has it in him to be a fantastically good, like, old jaded Bruce Wayne. But he made it clear in this movie that he has absolutely zero interest in doing that whatsoever. Like, he is just, I'm going to collect this last paycheck and then please don't ever ask me to do this again. Because he was super uninteresting. And the shoehorned, like, maybe sort of Batman, Diana, like, romance was almost uncomfortable because out of how uncharismatic he was. Is so he flirting with her? I don't know. It's weird.
So at the end of it all, we have plenty of negative things to say about Justice League, like so many others. But because it wasn't as bad as our previous Zack Snyder DC movies, we recommend checking it out, possibly, at some point. But anyways, that's about it in terms of time we have for Justice League, really in terms of anything. So much great stuff to talk to, but huge, yeah, Justice League, Punisher, of course, the Avengers trailer, what's happening in Marvel Cinematic Universe, all big things. And we got just a few minutes for us to wrap it up, of course, with our closing thoughts. Which one of you guys wants to get us started here?
I'll do a quick one. I've been reading a couple books that I've been enjoying. I don't know how I'd never found them before, but the Queen's Thief series by, I want to say this right, Megan Whalen. I'm going to look it up because I can't. Megan Whalen Turner. There's like five of them. I had never heard of them before. I decided to pick up the first one about a week or so ago. I've now read the first three, and I'm reading the fourth one now. I'm enjoying it. Wait, yes, I'm reading the fourth one now. So they're pretty fun. And then my last final thought, which I think is of all the things we said about it, the most important. I'm sorry, we're going back to Justice League for just 1 second. I think the most egregious thing that this movie does, the most egregious thing that these three movies that Zack Snyder has made have done together is what kind of amazingly amazing, awesome performances could Amy Adams be giving in way better movies if she wasn't being wasted in these terrible ones? Like, I'm sure she had to be on set a bunch. She had to go back for reshoots. She could have been off making, you know, another Arrival, but she's busy being wasted in bad DC movies. And this makes me unhappy.
All right. Adam, what you got for us?
Video game stuff. So if you have Assassin's Creed Origins, you need to be pushing your character up to level 40 so that you can be doing the Trials of the Gods to get your Anubis set gear. So I like that they've put in some in-game level stuff into a game series that hasn't really attempted that very much. So kudos to the Ubisoft team. I appreciate that. And it's a rotating weekly thing, essentially. So each week you get a new trial. It's one of the gods. So if you do the stargazing map, he talks about all the Egyptian gods and you kind of get a little bit of a history lesson there. So it's pretty neat. I enjoyed that. And then each week now you get a new god to fight. And they're giant and they're very hard. And I'm still working up my way up to 40 to do that. So if you have Assassin's Creed Origins, check that out. Also, we haven't really gotten into it, but there's controversy in the video game world, which I know is shocking. This time it's surrounding loot boxes and online rewards for real money and what that can mean and what that can do to games. So If you guys are interested in that kind of stuff, there are lots of good articles out there about Call of Duty World War II, Star Wars Battlefront II, Overwatch, Destiny, some other games in there right now that are really kind of the highlight of this loot box controversy. You've also got some politicians talking about it in terms of gambling and loot boxes and what that means. So some interesting stuff out there. Play video games, read about video games, have video game fun. And also, if you have PlayStation, Worms Battlegrounds is free this month. It's a game where you play as Worms. So, yeah, I don't think I need to sell it any more than that.
All right. Yeah, we didn't have a lot of time for video game discussion this week, unfortunately. But for me, I would say I picked up Andy Weir's Artemis, and it's starting pretty good. Enjoying that. So his follow-up to The Martian. But big things is Godless drops Wednesday before Thanksgiving on Netflix. I'm about 4 episodes into that. It's a Western, and it's a hard Western. It's a pretty awesome series, though. And then after we've brought it up a few times.
Is that the one with Jeff Daniels?
Yes, it is. Jeff Daniels is okay.
It's really the villain in it. It's really good.
Yeah, it's very slow-burning Western, but fantastic. And, of course, we've discussed it a couple times when we were talking about fall TV shows. Been recommended a few times, so I finally checked it out, The Good Place, watched the first season. Really, really was pleasantly surprised with it.
Isn't it awesome?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, and I could tell you what, I was not ready for it. I was not ready for what happened. I was like, how did I miss all that? But it's fun. Check it out. Season one was great. Season two airing right now, I believe, and it's been renewed for season three already. So interesting. Because I spent most of it saying I just don't know how they're going to carry this on into multiple seasons, because it just doesn't seem like this could carry past a 2-hour movie plot. And then it's like, oh, okay. Okay, I see how you got it.
Yeah, so, did you like that? Because you're like, every single episode lands on those cliffhangers that mm-hmm. they immediately resolve. And then the cliffhanger at the end of the season, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They were saving the big one for the end.
So check it out. Check out Godless Netflix. Adam, check out Punisher on Netflix. And then, of course, let us know what you think about all that. And definitely, we didn't even invite it, but obviously, your comments are more than welcome on your thoughts about Justice League, where we said, like, we made it sound like we were positive about it, but then we just destroyed it through half the episode. So it's kind of one of those movies. But let us know what you thought, for sure. Adam, you had a note to chime in on it?
Yeah, I mean, they made a movie.
There you go. Okay.
It is a perfectly cromulent film.
Yeah.
I like they made a movie. They made another movie. DC made another movie. So with that, we will leave you for episode 145. Same nerd time, same nerd channel. We'll catch you next week. Put your pants on, sir.